Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting seventh. The DH, Dave May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Colburn. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ed Crosby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Bosman. And now, play ball. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is called out on strikes. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry bunts in front of the plate. Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. Money moves to second. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive towards first. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Gamble moves to second. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-1 in the game. Lizcano strikes out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a line drive towards third. Money reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosby strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Money hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Money moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 1-0, Brewers. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Lowenstein moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lowenstein scores. Gamble moves to second. It's Brewers, 1, Indians, 1. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gamble scores. Spikes moves to second. It's 2-1. Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Remy Hermoso now playing second base. Rusty Torres now playing center field. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0 for 2 in the game. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosby hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hansen pinch hits for Pedro Garcia. Bob Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 2, Indians, 2. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Torres. Berry reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bossman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Lind now playing second base. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gamble hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive towards first. McCraw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bosman. Porter moves to second. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-3 in the game. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May is walked intentionally. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Torres. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. May goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Brewers. Tom Buskey now pitching. Jack Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Torres. Lind reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 5-2, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Money hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Torres. Money reaches second base with a double. Lind scores. It's 6-2, Brewers. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Colburn covering, for the out. One out. Rico Cardi pinch hits for Remy Hermoso. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0-for-3 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Colburn covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.